I also want to thank you personally for staying all day here. And but before we leave, Professor Dubé has some concluding remarks.
I will need, it's no more than 4 or 5 slides. Can you put my presentation from this morning, Mark?
Which one was that? There?
A28.
Okay.
You're quick. Thought that the best way to put this together, I was talking about, if we come back to here, that was the slides that we started this morning, where we were talking about what is this brain to society in a way that can be tractable in some way. And you take the best expertise, the best theory, the best data, and best models. In all day, we have been going essentially through brain, society, health, complexity, and computational network, going from this morning was Hammond, the two social networks this afternoon, the systems dynamics, and Paul CGA, and then weaving this into actual science, society, collaboration. And here, we have a series of projects at the platform, what you see up there. We are very much involved at local, national, and global in working, in supporting the process of moving toward more policy convergence where what is happening on the economic side is informed of the health and nutrition aspects, and conversely, health is also informed of the what is possible by being much more sophisticated in the understanding of what's happening in the social and economic sector. There is also projects that relate to actually working in supporting innovation. Currently, the approach that we have clash in so many ways with the way biology and the way society work. The idea is really to take all the entry point that you get, and if we can weave into innovation pipelines much of what we know of gene, brain, food, and society, I think we get an acceleration of transformation beyond trying to either relying strictly on putting the brake at the individual level or trying on regulating our everyday life. So there is a balance, and there's really taking all the strategy together and seeing how fast we can get this whole of society transformation that we haven't been able to do so far to tame obesity. And just a few, I will get to briefly, we were talking about this Canada-India protocol, just to give you a sense in 3 or 4 slides, essentially, of how all this can be brought together. Essentially, what we are talking about here, this brain-to-society paradigm, is to say there are individuals vary in their genetic and neurocognitive vulnerability and resilience to environment. Environment also vary in the diversity and the intensity of the exposure condition. Let's try to develop protocol reasonably aligned where we nest individuals with their biology within communities, within cities, within states, and within countries so that eventually we get to have enough of observation at various levels to start going as far as we can from an empirical perspective and then feed this into those computational models that do allow us to test various scenarios, which we cannot do when we are talking about complexity, where we cannot get randomized trial of all the mixed portfolio that we can think about. So that is essentially the overall approach, and we are saying that we are here in Quebec, where there is, I think yesterday there was a conference consensus to not just Quebec, four or five provinces, how to move toward having more convergence in societal plans for fighting obesity. So the whole of society transformation goes toward trying to create an environment where we bring back the caloric balance at zero, whether you play on each side of the equation. In India, which is where we will be also observing individuals nested with community, that's the whole of society transformation in another direction, where the question is that can we reap the many benefits of economic development without having to pay the toll that a couple of decades getting out of hunger, you get the double burden of obesity and hunger often that is not completely resolved. So essentially, I will show you in India the sites that we are observing. It is just north of Delhi, and it's, I'll show you, I think we have, no, we don't have the map here. Just north of Delhi where we have, one of the fastest growing area of India, where within 100 kilometers, just in the middle of a triangle where there is a major highway that is just in the process of being open, our colleagues there have been both for research as well as building a public health capacity, have started building surveillance sites in about 75 small villages that are at various stage of development. Some of them we visited last year. Some of them are still living on the soil in huts, and some other, it goes from the full range from this to being like a poor village here in developed country. And the pace at which change are expected to happen in the next decades there is just fascinating. So the idea is that can we develop reasonably aligned protocol so that we can observe individuals in their biological variability. And we have been talking, that's essentially here, we will have a sample, we will work with children, 8 to 12 years old, a sample of children in those communities in Delhi and here in Montreal, where those children, we are measuring what we have been talking about over the day, at the genetics level, looking at DOPA-related genetic polymorphism, at the level of the brain, using paper and pencil tests to assess all those neurocognitive functions we're talking about, at the level also of biological marker, looking at taking the most recent nutrigenomics profile to observe the degree of risk for both dietary exposure and chronic disease. As we move to the society-centered observation, what Spencer was talking about, what we talked also about earlier about the GIS, the notion of observing here in Montreal a certain number of community as well, and in India, observing the actual feature of the community environment, but also the actual dynamics of what is changing at the community level, as well as at the level here, we will have a focus on agriculture, media, primarily with a focus on eating, observing like the last presentation, the last two or three presentation, the market transformation that is happening on this side of the world and on the other, and trying to build a science of moving toward this whole of society transformation so that we really weave in a real-time, real-world manner the best of what we know of gene and brain and society into getting much more timely and powerful action that we have been able to do so far. So that's the simple agenda. Thank you so much for being here, Doctor. And thank you all. Our moderator, I think, has been spectacular. Thank you, Vural. I think there is a cocktail before dinner for those of you who are registered. That's.